Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. I know it's been a few weeks, hasn't it, since I have been live. Hopefully you have been enjoying the previous recordings of the beautiful Empower Me Show that's been airing since 2021. We are now back live, so I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Pam Bright, and I am your hostess for this program that happens every week this time of the day on Thursdays from noon to 1 Pacific time. And I am here with my lovely new friend, Parneet. She's going to talk to us about her journey in her life, about connecting to the other side, connecting with spirits and spirit guides, really what empowerment looks like for her. And we're just going to have a little chat with that and see what spirit has in store for us today. So I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm so glad to find out from our spirit guides, teachers, and angels that love us so much what they want to share with us today. So we are getting ready to go into spring this next week. I think it's the 21st, I think, is the time frame of that. So that's going to be very exciting. I just found out this when the time change happened that apparently this happened, I guess it happened randomly in 2007, where somebody decided, or the gods that be decided, that the time change was going to happen outside of the spring equinox or the winter solstice, or, you know, all the different seasons happening, which I'd never heard of before. But apparently now it's different than landing during the time that the season change happens. So it happened last week, and we're not going to have spring happen until next week. So I thought that was an interesting trivia kind of thing that just happened. But you know what? Today, I am very aware of things are not always what they seem, and that life is unpredictable. So with that, we're going to just launch into this hour together. And as I always do, because it helps me a lot as a host, and I hope it helps you a lot as a listener and a viewer, to ground ourselves and center in to that inner sanctuary of where you live inside of your heart, inside of your soul, and allows you to let go of the noise of the day, the noise of your last hours that you've been alive and awake, maybe in the last 24 hours, maybe in the last 2 hours, however long you've been awake today. We're going to just let go of all of that other excess activity and just center right in on our breathing. Allow yourself to come into that center point in the center of your soul. And I like to connect in with my breath because that centers me pretty fast. It also calms me down, brings my stress down. So I invite you to do that as well. I have crystals that I use to help me to connect in with the divine. So if you have a crystal that you want to grab, you can do that as well. And I'm just going to do a little bit of meditation here to assist. Creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, we thank you for this day. And we ask now that our guides, teachers, and angels that love us, that guide us every day, come now and invoke us with the power of the divine. Fill us up with the essence of the one true creator that lives and breathes within all things. The universal source, if you will, whatever you call that energy, invited in now. Nasara deta deta. Ara deta da heta dete. Ara tera tea tera. Hera da hea. Hera tara tera yata. Ara tera yehi. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment. And we now ask that this beautiful vortex of energy open to invite in any and all energies that are ready to bring the light and the love of the one into this space. Welcome back. We are here now. And I am here with Parneet. I'm so glad that you're here, sweetheart. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday afternoon. So I believe that you and I met, but it's been a while since I actually remember seeing you. But I have seen Parneet in different various psychic fairs that I've been at. And she actually connected with me when I sent out a request for people to come and join the show, and found out that, oh yes, we've been attending some of the same fairs doing our spirit work. So tell us a little bit about your journey, Parneet, and how you came about doing what you're doing now.
Well, I would love to. It's such a long journey. It started from probably when I was a kid, obviously. I had this really prophetic dream. I must have been about 5 or 6 years old, and it had the blue butterfly in it. And I won't go into the details of that, but it stuck with me butterflies are all about transformation, but the indigo butterfly is more powerful, more spiritual totem. And I was always interested in metaphysical things. You know, I was always interested in the spirit world. I always questioned what happens when we die and what happens to our soul, that sort of thing. So it was a lifelong journey of just, you know, learning and discovering. And I think by the time I was about 15 or 16, I think, I was really aware of spirits around me. Especially in the house that I grew up, I was always seeing energies, and I call them, they're spirit, but it's not the way you think you see them. You don't see them in full form. I actually saw spiritual energy, and I can see that with my naked eye. So I always know when there is spirit around me. You know, at first it was kind of freakish, I guess, to see all of this, but eventually over time, you know, I realized that I was seeing spirits of actual people that had passed over.
I have a question about that. Yes, so that the listeners understand what it is that you see. Okay. Is it like a cloud formation? Is it a color formation? Is it a formation at all? What is it that
see? It is like a displacement in the air, and you see this, the best way to describe it is there is something there, very faint, but it's like a movement in the air, and it's very strong, like you can see it. And I probably have come across a lot of people that have seen something similar. We all see different things, but now over time I've seen shadows. I've actually seen silhouettes. I just saw a dog in spirit, and it was a silhouette of the dog, like you knew that it was a dog, and it was walking by me. So You know, it really depends on the state of being where I am at,
interesting.
How relaxed
okay.
I am, that sort of thing. So, but to see spirit, I usually see it through my mind's eye. So if I am going into a message or a reading, I close my eyes or I look down and I focus in on my third eye, and then I can see them as I'm seeing you right now, Pam. I can describe them to a T. I know what they look like, what they're wearing, mannerisms, everything. So I see them with my third eye. And there's a lot of ways of connecting. So, you know, we use all our clairs. Obviously, we use our senses to pick up smell, sight, sound, all of those things. And of course, my real mediumistic, I guess my professional life started probably about 12, 13 years ago when I started doing psychic fairs, when I started getting involved in more, you know, the spiritual community, meeting different people, learning the tarot, which I've always had been fascinated by the tarot deck. So I started really learning it and using it and practicing. And eventually people asked me to do fairs for them. And the mediumistic part was all sort of incorporated into the readings. And then I became a platform medium and was able to give messages straight out through the spiritualist churches locally, but just other venues as well. So I'm really expanding, I'm growing, I'm learning. I'm always in a state of learning because I love to learn from other, you know, mediums just to see how they interact. You never know it all, and you're not supposed to. So that's why the learning is so important. Even as a professional medium, I still seek out practicing with other mediums. I join circles. I discuss what I've experienced. So, you know, I can't say that I know everything. I know enough to make a difference. I have lots of experience at reading and giving messages. But in my own personal life, I do connect with my own loved ones at times when I'm, you know, I ask for guidance, I talk to my spirit guides. And the thing, interesting thing about spirit guides is you don't really have to know who they are. You just have to know that they're there.
Hmm.
And that's the important thing. I think people get really, you know, caught up in the notion that you have to know exactly who they are, what they're called, or what they look like, because we have so many different spirit guides throughout our lives. And they're really people that, or souls from the other side that we've made a contract with to help guide us through different stages of our lives. And they may be, you know, anybody that you're connected with on the soul side of it. Obviously, we don't know who they are when we are born into this earth, but we know that they're around us. And they're wonderful. Because just, you know, when you ask for guidance, you get it. I always ask if I'm going through a decision or anything that I have to, you know, I'm not sure about, I'll just say, okay, guys, I leave it up to you. Can you give me a sign? What am I supposed to do next? And no kidding, something comes in the form of an email or a conversation, or I just come across something while I'm reading or watching TV that, you know, leads to that where I'm supposed to go with it. So mm-hmm. I trust in the spirit world. I trust in my guides. It takes a lot of faith to go through life knowing that you're always protected. And I have that. I believe in that. I know that you can't avoid things. You can't avoid bad things in your life, but they're also learning experiences. And if you remember that, you know, the good and the bad are both part of your being, and that even if something, you know, terrible happens, it's a part of your journey. And, you know, we can get into a whole conversation around that, about how we choose our lives and how we choose all the experiences. You know, but at the time that it's happening, you're not happy with it, but
yes. So
I try to make the most of it. You know, for example, very recently, I lost my pendant, my chain broke. And instead of getting all, you know, worked up about it, I just thought, you know, if it's meant to be, I'll find it. It's not important. It's just a piece of jewelry. It doesn't matter. And I did my due diligence and I looked in a couple of places where I thought it might have been, but no luck there. And out of the blue, I was sitting there yesterday at my living area, and I have this kind of a rug or carpet that is, you know, it's got a lot of long hairs in it. It's just a fluffy thing, just to, you know, just to put under my coffee table. And I've been cleaning it and looking at it, nothing. And then yesterday I was looking down and I saw something shiny. I thought, oh, what is that? And then I lifted up some of the rug part, and there was my pendant. I had looked down in that same spot, you know, quite a few times, and I knew as soon as I picked it up, I was meant to find it, and they showed it to me.
That's great. That's awesome. So yeah, I have.
So this is where the faith is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a thought about that, and I actually heard this from another psychic that is one of my mentors, that things go into the invisible, and they disappear, and then we're like, I know that I have put it this thing over there. Why can't I find it? And you're looking. It's nowhere to be found because it's in the other world. It's in the invisible, right? That's mm-hmm. something that I heard quite a long time ago. So then I heard also from that same person, Saint Anthony is the one that is he's the helper of finding lost things. So next time that any of you are like, where is this thing that I know should be right here? Help me find it. Saint Anthony is your guy to help you find that thing that you know that you need to have, right? Something I wanted to go back to is that in this show, this is what my attempt is anyway. I try to open the door to all kinds of different ideas and thoughts and beliefs and traditions, and really, it's all about you as an individual listening. And so your experience is not the same as my experience in any form of anything. It might be, right? We might go to the same psychic fairs. We might pray to the same God. We might, you know, we might go to the same church, but really your experience is your very own. So it's interesting to hear from Parneet, who says that your spirit guides are people, beings that have passed on. That, in my world, in my experience, could be true, because my dad, who passed last year, is now one of my spirit guides. However, I also have worked with totem animals. I've worked with bear and snake and hawk and coyote and crystal beings, that's a spirit guide for me. Card readings, not just tarot, but inspirational cards. You know, angels. There's lots of different ways to connect. So my invitation for you as the listener is to not get caught up in the words. Don't get caught up in the right way. My invitation to you is to let yourself connect in whatever way works for you. And there are many, many schools of thought about that. And there's many schools that have taught different systems, because many people need systems in order to make sense of things, which leads me to, you went to school to teach what? You're now teaching how to be a medium, is that correct?
Yes. I learned from other mediums, obviously. I took some classes through a popular medium in my area, just so that I could understand the techniques and, you know, kind of doing it the right way at that time. But we obviously develop our own talents. But I've also been to the Arthur Findlay College, which is in Stansted, England, which is, you know, a full-time, full all-year school to teach. They teach mediumship as well as healing. So I've been there twice already. I love going because the ambiance, you connect with other mediums, you learn a lot of philosophy. That's what it is. It's not how to be a medium, but learning the philosophy behind what you're doing and understanding what the spirit world is. And fascinating. It's just, you know, it's like a retreat. So, And because of all of that, I've always had a fascination for teaching. I've actually been asked to teach mediumship. So I started doing that. So I teach people how to basically, you know, connect with the spirit world, how to give messages. You know, there's some ways of doing it, but everybody develops their own way of doing it afterwards. But I like to teach at least the basics of being open and how to receive information, how to protect yourself, you know, how not to get inundated with what's coming to you. Or, you know, some people are much more empathic than others, and they pick up energy. So how to keep yourself a clear channel. So like I said, I love teaching. I also love learning. My journey has always been about that. Interestingly enough, I don't know why I like teaching, but I can tell you, I come from a family of teachers. I've never been a professional teacher or gone into that profession in my life. I've always worked in an office type of environment. And I just laugh because I think somewhere that teaching in the family just rubbed off on me. And now I do it in a very different way. But yes, I encourage people to learn, you know. And it's not always, you know, I mean, you may have to go through a few different schools or people who are teaching, because not everybody teaches the same way. The way I teach it, it's very different than maybe other people do it. Mm-hmm. And I am open to, you know, we were talking about spirit guides earlier. It's interesting. I do a lot of channeling work. So I'm actually been channeling a lot of very unique and different beings that hard to explain, but the insight I've gotten into, you know, I used to think, oh yeah, you know, the other side is so simple. We die, we're in soul and we're all floating around and it's all happy, but you know, it's not. So it's different.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot. I've had some profound messages. I'm very connected to, you know, I'm going to say, different types of guides. Some are very old and sages, right to, you know, the water animals, that sort of thing. So yes, I'm very open. I try as a, you know, I don't try to talk too much about that, because especially when you're meeting people that you don't really know well. And so you just kind of keep it simple in the beginning.
Of course.
Because then they might just think, oh, okay, that's a little bit woohoo to me for
So here's the thing, guys. As I've done recently, I think it's been in the last year that I've actually opened this up to a live Q&A kind of experience where you can call in to ask questions, to get a reading, to have advice, get some coaching, really get some healing if you want it. This is the platform to do that. And so the last part of our experience here, we're looking at about the next half hour or so. We will be open to you calling in. You can write to us on the chat line at Transformation Talk Radio or on Facebook and ask us questions. Get a reading from Parnita or I. Get a healing if you need that. Help with, if you need to talk to a loved one, Parnita is excellent at connecting to whoever you need to. I am just beginning that journey, so I am not that skilled in that. I'm just starting, but I will connect to you in whatever way needs to be connecting to you. The number that you can call in is 1-800-930-2819, and we will take your questions and your comments after this break.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world, what few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's LYNDALamp.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, GetRootedRadio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We are talking to Parneet today. She is a spiritual medium, psychic medium, and I am Pam Bright. I am your hostess for this program. I am so glad you're here, and we are going to find out if there are any callers, if anybody wants to write in. We are here for questions, for healings, for readings, whatever you need for this next part of the journey here on this program. We are here for you. So, especially if you are going through anything difficult in your life, this is the time to get support. I always talk about support is really key for this time in life and history, because there's so much going on. There has been so much going on in the last 3 years since 2020, when, you know, the world kind of exploded and kind of stopped and the world reset, right? And we're in that reset right now. And so you may be going through some things that you're unsure of, things that you don't know how to handle, things that you're questioning, wondering about your connection with source, wondering if there is a God even. So this is the time to get the support that you have been seeking. So you and I were talking on the break about the different spiritual churches that you have been attending and speaking at. I would be curious to know some of those churches so that we can honor them and connect to that energy.
Okay. Well, actually there's one. There's in my area, there's about three of them, which I've gone to just to listen to services. But the one that I belong to, I'm a member of, and I've done a lot of my work there, is it's called the First United Spiritualist Church. It's in Burnaby, British Columbia, just outside of Vancouver area. Not far from Seattle, if there's some Seattle listeners, but I have actually, there is a church, oh, you know what, and it escapes my mind. it'll probably come to me later. There is a church in the Seattle area that I was a guest medium on, online, and I'm afraid I cannot remember the name because it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So as far as the spiritualist churches go, they're really just a really lovely place. They're not a religion, so anybody's welcome. As long as you just want to learn about spirituality, connect with your loved ones, because we always have demonstrations of mediumship, plus, you know, meditations and philosophy. And I have led so many of these services in the past. And so if you can find one in your local area, I would suggest just to check them out, because really it's a wonderful place. And that's where I got my start, you know, into the mediumship world and being around like-minded people and being able to explore my own gifts and talents. And it was a very welcoming place, and I feel quite at home there. and I'm still an active member of that particular church, but that's just, like I said, it's in my area. But it's a big movement. It's all over the world. There's spiritualist churches all over the United States, Canada, a lot of them in England, tons and tons of them in England. So if you ever go there, it's lots to choose from.
Great. Well, let me see. Do I have England in my future, Creator? I would love to go and see the churches there. Yeah, there's I know that Europe is filled with a whole bunch of different churches, old churches, and really amazing, amazing energies.
Can I just interject? I remembered the name, Tower Memorial Church.
Okay.
It's right. In the Seattle area. I just can't tell you where exactly because I was online.
Okay. Well, look it up, guys. If you live in the Seattle area, Tower Memorial Church. And gosh, there's so many available now. Just really open to the possibility of connecting. That's my biggest message always is, do not do life alone. You don't have to. This is the time when support is absolutely necessary in order for you to evolve as a soul. Your soul is calling you forth to connect to other like-minded souls, okay? So to break down different labels and thoughts and maybe even misgivings about all of these different terms that people might or might not understand, what is the difference between a psychic and a medium?
Interesting. I've been asked that many times. Mediumship is working with the spirit world, to me. That's the way I see it. That's when you're getting your guidance from outside of yourself. The world of the spirit could be your spirit guides, loved ones coming through, working through you as the channel to bring messages through. Whereas I feel that psychic is more your own psychic abilities to, for example, you're not connecting with the spirit world, but you're connecting with a person's energy and you're reading their energy or, you know, what they're feeling, that sort of thing. So that's a very simple way. I mean, there is crossovers, but to define it simply like that, that's the way I see it. So if I said I'm a psychic, okay, I'm going to, you know, guess the color that you're wearing, or I'm going to tell you, well, you're feeling like this today, or this is what's going on emotionally for you, or you might, you know, get that job that you wanted, or I feel like there's, you know, possibility that. But as a medium, I leave it all up to the spirit side to give me the information that I can pass on.
Interesting. Okay. Well, and it's interesting to hear that definition difference. In my experience, in my world, there definitely is a crossover, and I don't differentiate between the two. And it's probably because, no, it isn't probably, it is because I connect so deeply every single day to spirit. I connect 100% every day to my God, to the creator of all that is, to source. And that is the way that I live my life. And so for me, every interaction is connecting to source. Every interaction is a psychic connection. And that's for me. That's why these kinds of interactions are so great, because you get to hear from Parneet and Parneet's experience, and you get to hear from Pam and Pam's experience. And they're both correct. Isn't that great that we get to live in this world where we don't have to have all these differences be a separating line? Let's talk about that for a little bit. Is it a challenge for you? Let me just ask you this. Is it a challenge for you in this world of education that you've had? Is it a challenge when someone like me talks about that there's a crossover, that I believe this and it's different from you. And in your educational background, these are the parameters.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. Thanks for asking that, because I've often thought about that, because the way I've learned things, the way I do things, you have to remember everybody is unique in their own way, and you have to find whatever works for you. And that doesn't mean that another person doing the same thing is wrong or right. Like you said, we're all correct. It's just the way you perceive the world. So we all have our individuality. We have our own free will to learn it the way that works for us. And in that, it's good to know what you're capable of. It's good to know what your belief system is. It's good to know how you can work it. Because you can't be everything. You can't believe everything that you hear. And I'm very open in so many ways. And sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm not. I have to admit that sometimes when I hear, you know, certain conversations about how they've connected, you know, I'm not there to judge. It's more to, okay, that's how they do it, but I don't think it'll work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to honor that everybody has a way of doing whatever it is, not just mediumship and psychic abilities, but even how they interact with other people. It's all part of your personality. I'm a very, you know, I'm very open in this format, but in other ways, I'm very reserved. I don't like to be around a lot of people. I like to, you know, I have my privacy. I like to be kind of lost in my own thoughts, as they say. I don't always want to socialize with people. I find it very draining at times. So I pick and choose who I want to associate with and who I want to spend time with. So that comes through in the way I believe in what I do, is I want to be able to fully, you know, I want to pick and choose how I even do my readings. I'm not, you know, there to please everybody. And, you know, when I do get clients that want to connect with a X, you know, particular spirit, I will be quite up in front and say, well, if that person wants to come through, then I will connect with them, but I won't try to pull them out of thin air if they're not available.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we have to honor that spirit is not just waiting for us all day long to show up.
Right, right.
Us have progressed onwards and upwards on the spirit side, so we may not always be accessible.
Yeah.
So it's good to know yourself and what you expect from people, so that, you know, that's the way you want to be able to work with your clients. And yes, sometimes, like I said, I have heard many different types of, you know, spiritual conversations. I actually started a group a long time ago where we could have spiritual discussions and everybody was open to share what they thought about spirituality. There was no one particular agenda. And I found myself just getting kind of lost in it. Because a lot of thoughts and opinions and ideas came through that somehow didn't resonate with my being.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started staying away from that, basically, because I need to be where I feel like, you know, I can understand and I can fully embrace what's being said and I totally believe it.
Yes, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about that. I'm a firm believer in on my journey. What I have found is that it is really important for me as an individual to clear myself out on a daily basis. And clearing happens in various ways. Sometimes I need to clear my energy from myself because it's all gunked up. Like this last week, I was sick. So mm-hmm. I had to focus on my healing. And I had a lot of gunk that I got to clear out physically in my body. Okay. Energetically, sometimes I'm inundated with clients and with the energies of the world and with noise media from, you know, the computer or the phone or, you know, television or whatever it is, right? The noise. I'm living right outside Alderwood Mall, which is a very busy place, so lots of traffic, right? There's noise everywhere, so I've got to clear that out, right? And in order, when I do that, what happens is that I get back to, oh, I am Pam. I have a mantra, actually, that I use all the time. And I've given this to you guys before. I'm going to give it to you again, okay? So you say your name, and I would say, I am Pam. I am only Pam. Only Pam's energy is allowed in Pam's body. I am Pam. And then I have a sweeping motion that I do, right? It's a connection to, this is my body, that's you. And I push out anything that isn't me, right? Leaving it goes back to where it comes from, okay? That's a technique that I learned years ago. I still use it. I teach it to my clients. I teach it to people that are at a psychic fair with me. Whatever is needed, I do that. So I gave it to you right now. We would love to hear from you, Parneet. What are some tools that you use to keep hone your energy so that your energy is intact and you're a clear channel?
Very good, because I have my own meditation that I do, and I've actually a lot of my clients I've given the same thing to, is I'm usually I feel like I'm always protected. I always feel like I'm always in the right place at the right time, and I'm always where I'm supposed to be at that moment. This is where I was saying I have complete faith and trust on the other side. Yes, there are times when I'm not feeling great. It was funny, a few weeks ago, I wasn't feeling great at all. And I knew it was more physical, and got that corrected. But there are times when I feel like, you know, my energy is going kind of wonky or all over the place, and, you know, I can't focus on things. And that's when I feel like my energy bubble is down. So what I do in my meditation is I surround myself with a white light, however you want to picture it. I call it the liquid sunshine, or just a white glowing light. And I just cocoon myself in this. And then I just say the mantra that I keep all positive in, all negative out. And that's what I use to strengthen myself. And personally, for me, I feel it lasts a pretty long time because, you know, I do a lot of things. So it's not just the mediumship. I have interest in so many different things. I like, when I do socialize, I like to socialize. And I always feel like I don't pick up a lot of people's energy. If I do, then I know that they're, you know, that there's a lot going on there with that person. Mm-hmm. So then I just kind of take a deep breath, clear myself out, you know, do a few. And I always say, if in the moment, if you really want to clear yourself, just close your eyes, take 5 deep breaths, and just clear out whatever is happening. And once you're relaxed in there, then you feel it too. You feel like, okay, I'm back. I'm being grounded again. Mm-hmm. So just very simple techniques that I use to get myself going.
That's great. So there are many techniques that you can use to keep your energy intact and release out anything that is not you. And I have worked with this particular way of being a lot. So if you want to connect to me further, guys, I've got a lot of techniques for you to help you with that, okay? And it's really vital. I'm just going to say this. It's really vital that you are a conscious contributor to your life. It's great to connect to spirit. It's also great to connect to yourself as a human being, okay? I bring them both together all the time. It's the marriage of the two. It's really important to honor both. And it's very easy to get mucked up in the whole process. So I'm just going to share with you that if you want further assistance with that, I have many different ways to do that, and I would love to work with you. So you can reach me at Bright Butterfly Enterprises. Just type that in, and my website will come up. You could also go to brightbutterflynetwork.com and reach me that way. And with that, we want to share with the folks, how do they reach you, Parneet, if they want to meet with you and talk to you?
Well, you know, it's funny that we talked about the last 3 years and how things, I call it the great pause, and I've heard that expression a few times. And it's been very easy for me because I was doing always very live readings, in person, everything. And Zoom came along, obviously, and other online formats. So I'm easily accessible at any time. And to my website is Parneet, just my name, Parneet.ca. And you can, my email and phone number is there. So you can email me. And we can set up, you know, on Zoom, or, you know, talk if we have to, if you're not computer savvy. But that's really the easiest way to find me, is through the website, or you can email me directly at parneetmedium@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Just find medium. I was happy to find that I was able to use that for my Gmail account.
That's awesome. Yay. Super. So we have a few minutes left. I would like to give you the floor as far as, what are some last words that you feel like, what's a message that you feel like is really important for people to hear today?
Hey, that's interesting. We talked about, you know, this a little bit earlier too, during the break, about what I feel, you know, I think right now what the world really needs to hear, you know, is that whatever it is you're doing in your life, if it's not making you happy, change it, you know? And sometimes that's easier said than done. And I understand that not everybody can just stop and start something new, but really take the time now to find your own inner happiness, because we've gone through a lot, and not just this last 3 years, but the last so many years, you know, and even now things are chaotic. You can see there's wars, there's this, but at the same time, there's a lot of interesting new things that are coming up, new technologies, the world is becoming more spiritual as well. And I think it's as a result of all the chaos in the world, people are trying to find greater meaning in their life. And, you know, I started this journey a long time ago to find meaning in my life, because not because I had a bad childhood or anything like that. It was just more because I came into this world to learn a few things. And, you know, I'm still learning them. And I always look at my situation at any, you know, given time in my life. Am I doing what I really love? Am I happy in who I am as a person? And I think it's important for people to question that, because I think you get into a rut, you start doing things, you're in a relationship that's not working, but you don't know how to change it. Same with jobs, anything. You know, if you can make even one change for the better, it causes this ripple effect that changes everything else in your life. And it's just taking that first step. Mm-hmm. And you never know which way it's going to turn out, but you know that you're going in the right direction. And remember, when you really need help, just ask your guides. Just like what I said I did earlier, is sometimes I don't know the answers to something. I just sit back and go, okay. And I talk to them like I'm talking to you. Hey, guys. You know, like I said, I don't know who they are, but I know someone's around listening to me.
Yep, yep.
And I just ask them for help. I go, you know what? I really don't know what to do next. Like, help me. What, am I supposed to be doing this? Even if you have this wonderful idea and you're not sure, just ask for guidance. And I always say, look for signs. It's so important. Look for those signs. And they can come in so many different ways. They can come, like I said, you know, a person talking to you, you see something flash over the internet or TV, or you come across a sign, you know, on the road.
songs. A lot of things come through in music. Yeah.
Be aware. There are so many signs around you at all the time. You just have to open your eyes and look. Mm-hmm. And also remember, feel things. Feel it with your heart, your gut instinct. I mean, it never lies to you. You know, if you're excited about something, you're getting butterflies in your stomach, follow that. It's so important. But if you're getting that, oh, I don't know if I like that feeling, then listen to that too.
Yep. So one of the things that I remember from school is that I don't even know who said it, but when you're taking it like a multiple answer question, right? Go with the first instinct on the questionnaire and you're probably right. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing that somewhere along the lines. And so that right there is your intuition. Always go with your intuition. Now, our egos are going to doubt whatever comes up. That's because the nature of human beings, right? But we are now coming into trusting our intuition more and more and more. So as you're listening to this program and going through your life, remember what we talked about. Listen to your intuition. Trust that you know what you know. Let yourself explore. Ask for help. Be willing to be surprised. Be willing to reach out and receive support. Your life is all up to you. This is your moment to receive, to accept, to say thank you, to say I need something new, right? It's all about trusting. So if you are in the Seattle area, folks, and you want to connect to me personally, as I mentioned, I do a lot of psychic fairs this weekend at the Embassy Suites in Lynnwood, Washington. We're going to be doing a 2-day psychic fair through the Metaphysical Empowerment and Wellness Expo. It's from 11 to 7 on Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th. So if you want to come see me, I will be there and I will be, I don't know the number that I'm in. I don't remember which booth, but they know there's like 100 vendors that are going to be there. So it's going to be a big fair. If you want to connect to Parneet, go to her website. She's got a lot of great stuff on there. You can connect to her personally and get a reading from her, connect in with someone from the other side, being that you want to talk to a guide. If you just want an answer to a question, that's where you go. Okay. I'm also available to you anytime. That's what I do for a living. I love you guys so much. And I think we're about to end very shortly. Oh, we still have 3 minutes left. Look at that. Yay. So let's see. Do you want to lead us out with like a quick meditation or connection to source that we can, you know, bring this all home?
Sure. That'd be wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay.
Let me see. If I can actually bring through a message that's more global.
Okay, great.
I sometimes can just do that. And it may actually be like a meditation at the same time. So let's just see what Spirit has for great. Me to say. Okay, so just the audience and everybody around, just take a few deep breaths so that you're relaxed. Whatever you're doing, just put it aside for now. Just remember to be in the moment. And we are going to really feel our own spirit, our own soul residing in this physical body. And what a joy it is to be able to live this life, knowing that we are only here to experience this journey. It may feel a lot like a long time, but it really isn't. It's a very short time in the great cosmos. It's only a mere moments of your forever lifetime, your eternal lifetime. So embrace what you have come here to learn, whether it's good or whether it's bad or a mix of everything. Just remember that your soul is growing in this process. It is learning, it's expanding the awareness. And also, you're here for others around you to learn and grow and develop from you. Because all of your actions lead to other actions. Your words can bring in so much change to those around you. So use them wisely. And remember, the spirit world is always around us to guide us. I would say to look after us, to give us a hand. So trust in that. If you're feeling down, one question, why are you feeling down? Remember your spirit. Spirit is love. Feel that love, that inner love. Feel that love for yourself. And that will sustain you throughout your many, many lifetimes. So take that moment and just revel in who you are. And whenever you feel down, you feel lost or confused, go back to yourself and remember that beautiful soul that you are. And you can always go back to it and remember who you are and where you're from. So I will leave you with that for now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. So, folks, thank you so much for joining us for this last hour of transformation. We are on the Transformation Talk Radio with the Empower Me Show every Thursday from noon to one. And I am so excited to have my dear new friend, Parneet, with me for this last hour. Thank you for sharing with us about your journey, about what you're available for in the world. And really, folks, it's about you living on purpose and living your best life. So if you want assistance with that and you want some help to live your best life, please contact me. I would love to support you in that. And any of the people that you connect to on this show are available for that. That's my commitment to having them all come forward. So thank you again. Your life is amazing. It's all up to you. And I love you from here to beyond. And we'll see you next week with my dear husband, David Buck, joining me for another Empower Me show. Many blessings. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.